What do you say to a patient or, for example, a referring community doc about the issue of perforation with bevacizumab and ovarian cancer, both in terms of what we know in advanced disease and what we think in terms of earlier disease?
Right. So I think probably the reasons for the perforation may be slightly different. Again, this is not based upon any data, but just from what we've seen in patients who have newly diagnosed disease versus recurrent disease. In newly diagnosed patients, you really have to have some bowel problem. So in other words, a point of reanastomosis. So somebody has a bowel resection as part of their upfront surgical management, and they have a piece of intestine removed. At that point of anastomosis, that is a possible point of perforation. Sometimes that can be asymptomatic. I've seen that happen on CT scan, and you see a little tiny pocket of air that probably microperf, and it walled off, and patient never even knew about it, all the way to a full-blown perforation that develops into a peritonitis. I've certainly seen both of those. In patients with recurrent disease, the bevacizumab risk of GI perforations happens more in patients with chemotherapy refractory disease. And in the study that our group did that was published in the JCO now about a year ago, we found that the risk of perforations happened if you had more rounds of chemotherapy. So if you had three or more trials of chemotherapy, those patients had a higher risk of recurrence. And that's the 11% of risk of GI perfs that's been reported.
Although I assume those patients who've gotten a lot of chemo also would be more likely to have a lot of tumor in their belly.
Exactly, exactly.
You think it's just a marker for that, or is it the chemo?
There's not really a marker for that. I think the way I rule out patients for bevacizumab for recurrent disease are those who have a lot of bulky peritoneal disease that's sitting on bowel, and those patients have a lot of symptoms of difficulty of eating. They have some indigestion. I would think twice about putting somebody on bevacizumab.